Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio. We're going to turn it up to 11 and join me as I pay homage to the bands and artists that fly under the mainstream radar. You feel free to get in touch with me. Email thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. The Codfathers website is thecodfather.com. You can get me on Twitter and Instagram at SmileRadio3. We're going to kick it off today with King Gizzard, the Lizard Wizard. They're from Melbourne, Australia. An eclectic rock sound there. There's a bit of 60s psychedelia in there, jazz rock and trippy garage thrown in. And there are seven piece that have dual drummers. This is Nuclear Fusion.
Distance, there in the sky, body, yes, makes it happen like a cat. step to the left. Take a step to the right. Smash your head to the wall. Let your alarm clocks call. Now do the Jesus Christ.
Reverend Beatman there with the Jesus Christ twist. That was actually a request from Lucy Martin in Switzerland. The Reverend plays guitar, drums, and he offers a primitive rock and roll, gospel thrash, surreal folk, and a bit of wild blues. So thanks for the heads up, Lucy. I quite enjoyed that. I've got a guest in the studio with me today. I'm joined by W3Detours, Dan O'Sheehan. He's popped up from London to come and see us. Nathan tends to look at the microphone, but... I have this thing, I like to look at people when I'm talking to, so shut your face, Nathan. So welcome, Dano, thanks for coming to see us.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man.
And what do you think of the first two tracks?
Great studio stuff, man. They've got really good rock and roll going there. And
the Gizzard, King Gizzard. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. Oh, said this.
The Lizard Wizard, yeah. Yeah, it was a tune.
Good rock, good stuff.
And what about the second track?
Second track, again, had a nice beat. Again, very good studio production. I'd love to have been in the studio because the sound effects man must have had a great time with it.
We'll leave that there. Right, up next, we have a man and wife duo. They're from York, the Snake Rattlers, with their new take on rockabilly. It's a hellbound voyage of death punk rockabilly, country greaser rock and roll with a bit of aggressive but mournful vocals. They're currently on the UK tour and you can catch them at the Broodale Social Club in Leeds, February the 16th. That's tonight, isn't it? Oh no, tomorrow is it? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday the 15th, 16th. There you go. The Fulford Arms in York on 4th of May, and they're at the Old Barn in Middlesbrough. Well, that's on March the 9th. and The Lab in Northampton on the 27th of April. This is Ooga Booga. Some electro clash post punk on the jukebox there. That was Zombie Posers from an old favourite of mine, Bikini Death Race. I'll actually be interviewing the singer Ginger Cat next week, so we're looking to get into Leeds or somewhere like that and have a look. So, you know, please listen out for that. You'll be able to catch that on Smile Radio, or you'll be able to catch up on the Podbean. That's www.thecodfather.podbean.com. Yeah, all the details will be on the website, thecodfatherdj.com. Right, Dano, what was your verdict on them two?
Verdict, very punk, but it started out almost like the Shadows of old, and then it got into steroids and proper punk.
Was
it post-punk?
The post-punk, the electro clash, I think they call it as well.
Is that what they call it nowadays?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. And what did you think of Ooga Booga?
Ooga Booga.
that the first one, there was just it was a lot of drum and bass, I thought.
Yeah, the drum and bass, definitely.
There weren't a lot of lyrics, but it was quite a catchy tune.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's a good beat, but as you say, could do with a bit of content.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Right, we'll move on. We're going to a band called Snapped Ankles, post-punk rockers from Epping Forest. They perform shows in the most unlikely locations, such as barber shops, games arcades, and forests. They are currently on tour, and you can catch them at the Deaf Institute in Manchester on the 6th of March, the 7th of March in Leeds, Brudenell Social Club, the 8th at Liverpool's Invisible Wand, 9th Star and Shadow Cinema in Newcastle, and the 12th of March at the Rough Trade in Nottinghamshire. I'll be back shortly. I want my minutes back. Snapped Ankles.
Is mad. You want the- hilarious.
There, Dano showing off in the studio with his harmonica skills. That was London rock trio Dirty Orange, Dancing with the Gypsy. Likened to Nirvana, and especially early Arctic Monkeys, and they're certainly grabbing the public's attention with their energetic, gritty guitar anthems, and they're actually hailed as festival headliners of the futures. Of the future. I can't disagree. What do you think of that, Dano?
Well, you're trying a lot of new stuff at me today, which is great, and I'm loving
That's
it.
That's what
yes.
The Codfather is about. That's what we try and do. You know, under the radar, we want people, we're trying to educate people. There is a lot of great music out there.
And keep up the good work, man.
Well, yeah, thank you.
You're doing really well.
So, what did you think? Last track?
Last track was, as you said, Arctic Monkeys type. It's new to me, but
the Dirty it. Orange. What was the one before that, Nathan? I can't remember who there was. You are. Oh, what's he like? What's he like? I can't even think who it was anyway. We shall move. We shall move on. We'll move on for some garage punk. This is from the Big Apple. It's. Bass Drum of Death. They formed in 2008 by solo artist John Barrett. He recorded the band's first album by himself, but they now perform as a trio consisting of two guitarists and a drummer. This is Way Out. You're listening to the Alternative Jukebox with the Godfather and Dano.
We'll be right back.
She rides a bike to pick her from school. He likes it cause she's pure. She likes him cause she said he's cool. You're a giant, twist my insides. You're a giant.
So that was You're a Gem from British four-piece Wolf Alice. They actually got the name from a short story by Angela Carter. And back in December 2013, they were chosen as the single most blogged about artist in the UK by BBC Radio 6 Music. They've toured throughout 2018 with such artists as The Fooz, Queen of the Stone Age, and they also supported Liam Gallagher at his Finsbury Park gig. I'd like to put a big shout out because I went to the Temple of the Boom on Leeds last Sunday and we watched New Meds, 99% Cobra, DOA or Doer, and The King is Dead. Thanks guys for putting on a great show, it was free as well. So Dano's fell asleep, he's had a late one last night, so I'll give him a nudge in a minute because we shall move on to a favourite band of mine now, Canadian grunge rockers Dilly Dally. We actually saw them a few weeks back at Edro in Leeds. If you do get a chance to see them, I would highly recommend them. For all their tour dates and merchandise, go to www.dillydallyband.com. This is Marijuana.
doesn't even count the cops killing people.
It's alive! It's come round again. We thought it slipped into a coma. That's Dano, he's back with us. That was all Tigers and Coda Yopa, American hardcore punk rockers. They play loud, fast, riffy music. And apparently, they also like to party. So, Dano, now you're back with us. You know, I think that last track actually woke you up a bit
I think it was very good, yes. And I'd just like to say thank you to Cutfodder and Nathan for showing me Yorkshire hospitality last night.
You drank plenty of it.
Well, I made the most of it, mate. Good prices.
I did actually remember the first time you got your hand in your pocket and you said, I really do need to buy this round because I want change out of £10. Anyway, on we go. We've got a bit of grime on the jukebox. It's in the form of Brodie Dahl. She was formerly with the Distillers until it all went a bit Pete Tong. So she formed Spinneret in 2007 with Distillers guitarist Tony Bevilacqua, Chili Peppers Jack Irons, and Queen of Stone Age Alan Johans. I'm sure glad she did. This is Get All Love on the Alternative Jukebox with the Codfather and Friends.
Oh, talk about the weather while there's a tattoo of his name upon your chest. And I am still tongue-tied, you cried when you heard my song, where all I do is talk about the weather. Whether I'm right,
whether he's right,
whether I'm wrong,
whether he's wrong.
Oh, my heart is somersaulting. So much went unsaid, so we stared at clouds instead. And all I do is talk about the weather. Although he's from a family of gypsies, I'd like to see if he can really sing. Who can make your heart beat faster? You wear his ring, but he's your master. And all I do is talk about the weather. Whether I'm right,
whether he's right,
whether I'm wrong,
whether he's wrong.
Oh, my heart is somersaulting. So much went unsaid, so we stared at clouds instead. And all I do is talk about the weather. Whether I'm right,
whether he's right,
whether I'm wrong,
whether he's wrong.
Oh, my heart is somersaulting. So much went unsaid, so we stared at clouds instead. And all I do is talk about, my mind is so preoccupied. All I do is talk about the weather.
So that was Tankus the Henge and Weather. Built quite a reputation, basically through great songwriting and spectacular live shows. And they do work very, very hard playing. Over 100 shows across Europe last year. You can actually see them at the Greystones in Sheffield on the 20th of February and at the Lending Rooms in Leeds on the 21st. Dano, are you still with us?
I certainly am.
What did you think of that?
The last track with... took me back to the days of the Bonzo Doodah band.
Yeah, the Bonzo Doodah. Yes, I do. Yes. So, the Canyons of Your Mind. I remember it well.
Good.
I think we had that on the Decca label. Well, my dad did anyway. But yeah, there was a feel-good factor about that. It was quite
enjoyable.
It was a foot tapper. It was really good. And I said the Spinnerets. I do like Brody Dalle anyway. That was a nice little bit of punk rock in there.
Yes, a good bit of punk there.
Enjoyable. Right.
Yes.
On we go. We've got Art Brut up next. They're a five-piece indie band from London. They formed way back in 2003, and it was part of the art wave scene, from the early 2000s, which included the likes of Block Party and Franz Ferdinand. They're currently touring, and again, you can catch them tonight at the Aaron Hounds in Birmingham. They're at the Exchange in Bristol on Saturday the 16th, and Sunday the 17th at the Globe in Cardiff. This is My Little Brother.
Discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. And yes, it frustrates. Let's let him make his own mistakes. See him on the dance floor go now. Boy, those moves I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. How's he living? With all that unforgiving. See him on the dance floor.
So playing music that matters on the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox. That was I'm a Ghost by Red Fang. Very much classic rock there. Plenty of riffs and stoner influenced jamming. You think much about that, Dano? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was very good. Very good. I like a bit of guitar riff.
Yeah, it was up there with like I say, it had that Metallica. It was quite heavy, wasn't it? But I got Rob Zombie vocals coming through there for me. But I thoroughly enjoyed that. And I said once again, I am out of time. Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Please forward it on all your social media sites and let everybody know what you're listening to. If you're an artist or band and you'd like to be considered for the playlist, drop me a tune. TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. A big, big thank you to Dr. Haynes, Nathan Downs and Smile Radio. And of course, you, Dano, for joining us in the studio today.
It's been a pleasure, man.
I know you nodded off. like I say, rock and roll and
too,
all that.
Too much hospitality.
Yeah, man. The hospitality. Next time we'll just ply him coffee. next time he comes. And I know you're actually being interviewed on Nathan's show on Monday, so check that out. 9 till 11, Monday night. So check that one out. Like I say, it's just left for me to end the show with a singer-songwriter from Transylvania. This is Beth Jean's Alton, a.k.a. Dew Blonde. This is Black Flag. And I shall see you next week.